I'm struck by the coldness of his absence. He picks up his backpack and heads to his door. Something rumbles deep inside of me, a ticking bomb about to explode. I throw my backpack on the floor and advance on him. I'm shaken, furious. I want you to stop playing games and tell me how you knew about my attack, I say, not messing around. He turns to me with a different kind of intensity, colder, darker. It scares me, but not enough to back down.
Stop it,
he says, his voice harsh and strained. No, I'm not going to stop until you answer me. My heart pops out of my chest. He bends towards me.
Not here.
So what? I have to wait until you find a convenient place for you to tell me the truth? He grabs me again, this time by the shoulders. I reach my hands up and clamp his wrists tight, which seems to make both of us more rabid. We're locked in this physical war of emotions. I've never felt so out of control, so alive, so terrified. We're both burning, about to singe into something dangerous. You should be thanking me for not telling anyone, I say. My words are laced with hate and lust and every mercurial emotion possible. He knocks my hands away and presses his hand against my mouth, asserting control over me, pressing his forehead against mine.
Be quiet,
he says, growling.